There you are.
I'm sorry, my phone system's having a lot of issues. It's not me hanging up on you.
Oh, no, I tried from the landline, too. It wasn't happening.
But, no, it's my phone system.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay, so on the quote, it says on the line, two-axis programmable. That's what is the part that's not happening on the description. And on the part number, it says CNC. It's really not CNC. So it's a misrepresentation what the sales side did. So I just need to know what if Bailey takes it back and fully refunds it, are we able to get the other machine or what? Are you able to fund more or not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that should be an issue. I think what should happen is, I mean, we have a lot of moving pieces. What's interesting about Bailey is that they referred you to a company, and I'll be blunt with you because I don't mind being blunt. That's my job. They referred you to a company that said, hey, John, here's an approval. Well, here's your financing company, and you work with a financing company. Then they refer you to another financing company in Southern California, and I saw those documents. They weren't a real approval. It's a bunch of nonsense. It says, hey, send me $1,000, and if you send me it, maybe I'll approve you. I've seen this stuff all day. And when people ask for that kind of money, it's a nightmare. I've had customers that have lost a lot more, to be blunt. But I think what needs to happen here is this. Your other vendor, the one besides Michelle, the one who called me. So what I think needs to happen is this. I think you need to reach out to Michelle and that company and say, hey, look, there's a small little issue. You're going to get paid regardless. But give me until Tuesday or Wednesday to pay you guys and don't affect my business credit. So they're not going to do anything because, you know, you're coming right at those 30-day terms. And make sure you're good to go there. Then I'd reach out to Bailey and I'd see what you want to sort out. I don't know if they'll take back the equipment. I don't work for Bailey, so I'm not going to give you that answer. On the program I have for you, I'm sure we can figure out a way that if they're willing to take it back, that we could do a swap out. If they do a swap out, you know, if they just take it back and you want to replace it with another piece of equipment, that'd be fine. It might make more sense, though, for us to just finalize that transaction, pay. Get that just whatever you have inspected, reduce the payment, and then when you get the other piece of equipment, finalize that.
Okay, but so the new piece of equipment would be on a whole new loan.
Well, not necessarily.
This one would just be. Okay, go ahead.
Not necessarily. It just comes down to me not wanting to screw your vendor over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. One second, please. Give me one second, please. Sorry, someone popped on my cell phone, wrong number. So what I think needs to figure out is the whole crux, and the good news is this is not my first rodeo. I think you need to talk to Bailey and say, hey guys, can you take back this equipment or can we fix this issue? And that's going to give us a starting point of, hey, how do we fix this issue? Then once I know what's going on, then I'll give you my advice and tell you how to do it so your vendors get paid in a timely manner.
Okay, well, the vendor that still needs to be paid, Quincy, is, they really don't have anything to do with this issue with Bailey. And even if it gets drawn out, I will end up paying Quincy on top of it.
Just correct. And I don't want to complicate those things, but them getting an invoice was a nightmare. So I would just send them an email and say, hey, guys.
Yeah.
And I've told them there's multiple vendors. I'd say, hey, look, there's just a small little issue I'm dealing with. It has nothing to do with you. It's just doing the site inspection.
Well, Bailey's willing to credit the whole thing and take it back.
They are.
They'll take it out of here Monday. Yeah, I just need to make sure that I could grab this other machine and roll it into a revised financing situation.
Yeah. Do you want
to? I have to get into production. It's holding everything up.
No worries.
Make a swap and make a move on Monday.
So Bailey
will
do
that. People are ready to deliver it. Well, Bailey will do it, and this other company, the salesman is getting it cleared by Monday morning by his management. But they will do that, and this other company with the $80,000 machine will deliver it immediately whenever we say go.
Are you getting everything back from Bailey, or are you just getting one machine?
Just that item. That item. Just that item. Everything else works fine.
So one is for 40. You're taking back a 40K item, and then you want to finance something that's 80K, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so your past approval, we did what's called app only up to 150. That was the program cutoff, like I said, without doing all these nightmare documentation.
Sure.
We're at 150 flat. So if we add, if we reduce 40 and take on 40, there's two ways that I can tackle that. And I would definitely wait until someone actually in writing gives you an approval to swap this stuff out. Definitely, just
no,
that's
I,
my...
But before I go any further, I got to know how fast you could turn this around.
Well, there's
if it takes a week to 2 weeks, I'm not even going to go down the road with you.
No, absolutely, no.
Deal with it.
There's two options I can do for you. And what I can also give you my suggestions, and hopefully that works. The first option is this. You're at 150, right? So what we could do is we could use, I can't like say for sure, but I'm pretty confident in my abilities. And what we could do is if we wanted to, if you're at 150 already, that means we pay 40 to you. The difference of the 80, you would just pay out of pocket. If that scenario works for you. If it doesn't work for you and you want to finance the full 80, then what I would do is I would get a revised Bailey invoice that takes this equipment off the transaction. Bailey would kick. We would send you a payment addendum that would lower your monthly payment because you're financing less with us. And then we would just do a second transaction for you for a separate item. Now, I'll take a look at your file right now and say, hey, look, because I know your situation. I know the program's out there. And I know, hey, look, what's available in the marketplace? Let's see. How many years have you been in business?
22.
Gotcha. I know the whole issue was like the ownership, but since we have 100% ownership, I've got multiple approvals that can get approved within a day. Usually it's 2 to 4 hours, up to 100 grand. So it really would come down to
would cover that.
Yeah, so I think you would be fine. I think I can get you a separate approval. That would be option A. You just pay the other 40 to the vendor, we do a swap out, and you're at that 150 limit, or we just take that completely off the invoice, and I try to pursue another approval for you 100. Can I guarantee you that you'll get an approval for 100? No. Am I pretty confident? Yes.
Can you just do that anyway on the side?
Yeah, I can work
then
on that.
We'll deal with this return against that, and plus we've already made 3 payments, so maybe the 150 is down to 130 already, or 135.
No, it's not. Doesn't
it's
work
all interest, probably.
What I would probably suggest, though, is we should probably get, you want to write this down, you want to get a revised invoice from Bailey that talks to the new amount funding, and then we'd probably work out a revised payment schedule. That's the first option, but if you want to, by the way, you could just pay them the other 40 and keep the payment the same. What would your preference be?
I'm thinking if we could do something side by side, any way you look at it, I'm going to need the $80,000 machine. So if you can get an approval for 100 on the side, then if the Bailey situation drags out, at least I could just make it happen and get into production. The money I'm losing, not shipping and invoicing, customers outweighs trying to save a few bucks.
All right, let's make sure you talk to Bailey early Monday and say, hey, look, is this credited? Is this in writing? And I can triage the situation. I'm sorry to hear you're dealing with this.
What a pain, man. In the meantime, can you check out the Hunter on the side?
Yeah, I can take a look at it, absolutely.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.